It's the 1st of June, 1944, Mel Bray reporting. Allied forces in Italy have cut off two more of the German army's escape routes. British troops have taken Frosinone at the northern end of the Rome defence line, while New Zealanders have captured the town of Sora, a vital point on the main road between Rome and the Adriatic. Field Marshal von Kesselring's armies now have only two roads left open to them. They're caught in the closing pincer movement created by the American 5th Army and the British 8th Armies. RAF aircraft have carried out heavy overnight bombing raids on targets in Central Europe. Halifax's, Liberators and Lancaster's took part in an operation which has inflicted serious damage to rail communications around the Hungarian capital of Budapest. The raid is part of a strategy to disrupt communications and supply routes, linking enemy frontline forces with industrial centres. Moscow reports continued heavy fighting in Romania. It says the Red Army is holding on to positions at Jassy in Romania, despite repeated counterattacks by German forces. In the last 2 days of fighting, the Germans are reported to have lost hundreds of tanks and self-propelled guns across a 15-mile front. The German army is estimated to have around 60,000 tanks deployed in the Soviet Union. Russian tank production has been massively increased over the past 2 years. It's now believed to be higher than the combined output of all the factories in Germany and the occupied countries. And there are signs that life is returning to normal in parts of liberated Russia. Moscow Radio says that more than 800 schools have been reopened in the Crimea since the German departure. And finally, we have a message for our listeners in France. Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. To repeat, les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. That's the news this hour on the 1st of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time. It's the 1st of June, 1944. Mel Bray reporting. Allied forces have cut off two more of the German army's escape routes in Italy. British troops have taken Frosinone at the northern end of the Rome defence line, while New Zealanders have captured the town of Sora, a vital point on the main road between Rome and the Adriatic. Retreating enemy forces now have only two roads left open to them. They're caught in a pincer created by American and British troops. Allied headquarters says the German Air Force continues to be conspicuous by its absence over the Italian battlefields. Allied fighter bombers have free range of the skies. They're currently carrying out relay operations, with aircraft taking off and landing every 15 minutes. Sir William Beveridge has spoken today about the foundation of a new welfare state in post-war Britain. Sir William was the author in 1942 of the so-called Beveridge Report, which lays the foundations for social security, state pensions and national insurance. He told the Charity Organisation Society conference in London today that want in Britain between the wars was a needless scandal and a running sore which full social security and children's allowances could have prevented. He said the state organised social security was the only thing that could prevent it in the future. A Christchurch man has been jailed for a month after being found guilty of black marketeering. The corp was told that he'd obtained 20 tins of surplus army evaporated milk, a pound of marmalade and a quantity of dripping from a soldier. He paid £2 for the goods, but the soldier wasn't permitted to come to the court to give evidence for security reasons. Magistrates took the view that the accused did not have the ration coupons for the goods and was therefore in illegal possession. A second man from Boscombe was fined £3 for buying some food from the accused. He was caught with 2 tins of army evaporated milk, a £7 tin of marmalade, and some more dripping. And finally, we have a message for our listeners in France. Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. To repeat, les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. That's the news this hour on the 1st of June 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time. It's the 1st of June 1944, Mel Bray reporting. Allied forces are closing the escape routes being taken by retreating enemy forces in Italy. German forces trying to move northwards are now reported to have only 2 main roads open to them. Meanwhile, more details are being released about the kind of tactics being used against the advancing Allies. British troops entering Frosinone have encountered their biggest minefield so far. Many of the mines consist of concrete-covered charges triggered by tripwires. Minefields are watched by snipers who try to pick off sappers as they clear the mines. Russia's Red Army is now claiming overwhelming armour superiority over Germany's Wehrmacht. In a report out today, the Kremlin says tank production has been massively increased over the past 2 years. It's now believed to be higher than the combined output of all the factories in Germany and the occupied countries. The German army is estimated to have around 60,000 tanks deployed in the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, there are already signs that life is returning to normal in parts of liberated Russia. Moscow Radio says more than 800 schools have been reopened in the Crimea since the German departure. Sir William Beveridge has spoken today about the foundation of a new welfare state in post-war Britain. Sir William was the author in 1942 of the so-called Beveridge Report, which lays the foundations for social security, state pensions and national insurance. He told the Charity Organisation Society conference in London today that state-organised social security was the only thing that could prevent poverty in the future. A Christchurch man has been jailed for a month after being found guilty of black marketeering. The court was told he'd illegally obtained a quantity of food from army sources. A second man from Boscombe was fined £3 for buying some of the food from the accused. And finally, we have a message for our listeners in France. Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. To repeat, les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne. That's the news this hour on the 1st of June 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.